How you doing, fellow Christians? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Just got done watching a documentary, very interesting documentary on kids, children, teenagers, whatever, from the 50s, 60s, and 90s. And very, very interesting. The 50s, it seemed like the kids were in order. Of course, they aren't all going to be in order. And I mean all the kids. I mean, whatever race you're from. Irish neighborhood, Italian neighborhood, black, Puerto Rican. There really were hardly any Mexicans back then. Well, comparatively speaking, the Latinos were Puerto Rican. Whatever family you were, it seemed like there was an unwritten code of behavior. And it was, the foundation of it was Christianity, whether people wanted to believe that or not. It was respect, respect for authority, but knowing that the authority, to a degree, had to be sensible, keep things in line. An authority, to a degree, that was like, hey, you got to have red lights. You have to have green lights. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be this and that. We need it. We need laws. And it seemed like people at that time knew it. And instinctually, there were certain things like families. And it was dinner time. And it was sitting around the table. And it was talking to grandpa and grandma and mom and dad. The kids looking their parents in the eyes and discussing things. I guess you could argue, oh, that's just a fairy tale, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't that much of a fairy tale. And of course, there's sin. There's always going to be sin. I mean, God the Father took two generations for one son to kill the next, so that kind of defines mankind. However, there are periods of time. Righteousness rules, sin comes, correction comes, righteousness rules, sin comes, correction comes. And documentary of the 50s seemed like it was a pretty interesting time. People appeared to dress modestly, look modest, and even in the outward appearance, grooming, manners, etiquette, these things just happened naturally. Why? Because they were passed down. And they seem to affect every race and ethnicity, nationality. So it wasn't just a one-time thing. However, whether you were from a black community, white community, brown community, you had a couple parents. That also seemed to be a thread. There was a foundation in the home. There was a mom to run inside the home. There was a dad to oversee everything. It was literally a biblical scenario based around a family, and out of that family went everything else. And then it seemed in this documentary, in the 60s, now granted, there was the Vietnam War, but even without the Vietnam War, it seemed like music snuck in. And people were gathered around radios more. And the words of the music, the beat of the music. And then once that came in, filtered in from the Beatles and what have you, dress started changing. And then society started changing. It was a do whatever society. It started entering in. That was the poison. Do whatever you want. If it feels good, do it. destruction. So he had the nice family of the 50s. And then you had total, the pendulum swung to the rebellion of the 60s. And it seemed like the documentary, it was a PBS documentary, liberal. They were making fun of the people from the 50s, ridiculing them, saying, oh, they were suppressing all their feelings. They were holding them all back. They wanted to be sexual maniacs too. They wanted to be drunken, marijuana smoking people too, but they didn't know how to do it. They had to free themselves from that. Let me read the word of God. 1 Peter 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Yes, there was a suppression. It's called suffering in the flesh. Like I said, even by nature, God says, look at nature and you can see me. You can see society was held together a little bit because there was suffering in the flesh. Maybe in the flesh they wanted to be party animals, but society, it said, no, calm down. Maybe in the flesh they wanted to rebel and wear what they wanted. But society said, no, calm down. But it was let loose. And as I said, a lot of it was music. And who was the king of music? Satan. We read about it in Isaiah. He was in charge of music. What's music? Music is nothing more than frequencies that control. What do they control? They control your emotions. Yes, the Lord tells us to watch what we hear. And these nice little words that we're singing to the song, we don't even know what we're singing. I remember I had a young man, he was literally listening to music, this heavy metal stuff that talked about bashing women's heads in across the curves and then eating their brains. I'm not exaggerating. And this guy's supposed to be sane, listening to that music, bashing people's brains in and eating their brains. And this is good music. And I confronted him with it and he said, oh, they're great people. Beware of music. Beware, realize they're just frequencies and they're trying to let things cut loose. I believe the demonic frequencies that try to let the flesh cut loose. Stop the suppression. Cut loose. But anyway, this video was trying to make fun of the people in the 50s, saying, oh, they were just suppressing everything. Well, what does God tell us to do here? Cease from sin. You're going to suffer in the flesh. In other words, when you accept Jesus Christ, the flesh and the spirit are going to be fighting. You are in a fight. Do you think even Jesus was God? He was God, but he was also all man. At times we see God the Father manifested. At times we see all man manifested. When he was in the garden, he was all man. He had to become all man also to go through what he did. And he sweat blood. He did not want to die on that cross. He sweat blood. Three times he asked the Father, if there's any way for this to pass, let it pass. No. And then God, the man, Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. Yes, when Jesus was born, the scripture said, God is with us. God, the Almighty God, when you look that up in the Hebrew. The Almighty God, when you look it up in the Greek. When Thomas saw Jesus, my Lord and my God, yes, he had already died. He was back to where he belonged. Remember, the Word only became flesh. The Word became flesh. The Word was God. The Word was with God. He became flesh to become a lamb for our sins. And since he did that, and the example he showed us, and by living in us, he suffered in the flesh. He suppressed the flesh. He died to the flesh. And as I'm watching this documentary, they're making fun of it. They said, oh, those people wanted to do everything the people did in the 60s. Of course. Of course. Look at Moses. Moses leaves for 40 days. He comes back. It's a total sexual orgy. He's with these people 40 years in the wilderness. He's gone 40 days. And they're partying their brains out. They're melting all the gold. They're making a golden calf. Aaron did that. This is how susceptible we are, gang, to this world. We could change on a dime if we're not walking in Jesus every day, ceasing from sin, suffering in the flesh. Now, he's going to explain what suffering in the flesh is, or at least part of it. Here. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Rebellion came in the 60s. And what was the rebellion? How was it manifested? Do what you want. And that's what happened. And that's the society we're in. And guess what? You think Satan cares if you're white, black, or brown, or yellow? No. It destroyed every society. Music. The heavy metal music. The hip for one community. The hip-hop music for another community. All of it. Music. Words. Destroying suffering. Because it's all geared towards sensuality. All of it. And with it came a total, fundamental breakdown of Christianity. And then Christians, to gain people in the pews, instead of speaking truth, entered into that realm. Or they're entering into it. Bringing the cafes, bringing the smoke machines, bringing the cool dudes, wear the tight jeans, bringing the, bringing the big bands. What a deception. Christians, we're after truth. Truth never changes. Truth is in a man's heart. However, you could see it. You could see the breakdowns. You can see rebellion, and we see it now. And what did it attack? It attacked natural things, like the Lord said. It attacked grooming. All of a sudden, people started looking like they were from the planet of the apes. Instinctually, you could see that. You could say, oh, you're judging me. I'm not judging you. I'm just looking at you. An apple's an apple, an orange is an orange. And all this is in me too, so I'm not pointing the finger. This is all of us. This is an umbrella of mankind. I didn't know where I was in this. I was born in 1960. But yet, even young kids there, I think they had a pretty decent IQ forced to watch Walter Cronkite every night. So I saw everything. I saw the hippies, and then I cruised right into the 70s. So I know all about music. I know all about the rock and roll and the heavy stuff. And what was it? Here's the fight. It's absolutely fun. All your friends are involved in it. It's fun. It's laughter. All that sex. Oh, it's all pleasurable. All that drunkenness. It brings me nothing but happiness. For a season, gang. It was a noose around a whole society's neck. I'll read it again. That he no longer should live the rest of his time. You know what that means? Starting today, you become a new creature. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh. And he explains what the flesh is here. To the lusts of men. You know what a lust is? It's a stronghold. It's a straitjacket around you. Instead of choosing God, you choose your fun. But to the will of God. And God puts his will in his word. Jesus was the word. The will of God is his word. That's why God and Jesus are the same. God is the word. He only became flesh for one reason. Because it was a miracle. Because no man, no creation of God could die to redeem us. It took God himself to go through it. So gang, I'll end it. Very interesting video. Basically, we're ridiculing the suppression of the flesh. But you know, even in the Satanic Bible, you know what the Satanic Bible's guideline is? Do as you will. Do anything you want. Who are you to judge anything I want to do? I'm not harming you. When the Lord tells us the things, you know, they say sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. It's the exact opposite. It's the things we see and the things we hear that are destroying society. So as sin comes in, you got to guard what you see and what you hear. It's not somebody physically grabbing you by the neck or somebody physically putting a gun to your head. There's invisible bullets coming from everywhere, through people's words, their behaviors, their actions, through the internet, through whatever it is, education. Christian, hold fast. Hold fast. Suffer. It's going to be suffering in the flesh. Don't do the things your flesh nature wants to do. Beware of the gossip. Beware of the lust. Beware of the drunkenness. It's not fun. Beware of compromise. Beware of tolerance. It's a narrow gate. Hold fast, gang. God bless you all. And amen.